AircheckDownloads.com.
Take yourself back 15 years. 30 prisoners at Chelmsford Jail attacked prison staff and attempted a mass escape. The attempt failed. General Nguyen Van Thieu was elected president of the then South Vietnam. Heavy rain caused flooding in Yorkshire. Flying saucers were found at Bromley, Ascot, Newbury, Chippenham, Clevedon, and the Isle of Sheppey. It was discovered to be a hoax by students of the Farnborough Technical College. At least seven people were killed when worst gales for years swept across Britain. Dixie, the African elephant at London Zoo, died. Yorkshire County cricket champions in 1967. Uthant was at the United Nations. Barbara Castle was Minister of Transport. And the Queen launched the new Cunard liner. And we were born.
Wonderful.
Too much.
Radio One.
It's great.
The greatest.
Welcome, the birthday boy, the birthday girl. It's 6 minutes past nine. Of 1982, the best of 1967. Good morning. It's our birthday today. We're 15. Just starting to shave as well. It's 9 minutes past nine. How are you?
I would have given you all of my heart.
I never realized it was so dirty. P.P. Arnold's The First Cut is the Deepest from 1967. Kevin Rowland from 82. The Beach Boys from 67. And you on 275-285 on our 15th birthday at 12 minutes past nine. Quarter past nine. It's Thursday, September the 30th, 273rd day of 1982, with 92 days left in the year. And it's our 15th birthday. There's a lot of people in the BBC, and also in independent local radio and television, who said it wouldn't last. 15 years ago, you could get a Mediterranean cruise for 14 days for 45 guineas. You could buy a Morris 1100 if you wanted one on the road for under £700. An automatic twin-tub washing machine for 70 guineas. And wages were amazing. There was an advertisement in the national newspapers this week, 15 years ago, which said, "Nurses, you're doing well. You're being paid a full rate. You're liberated ladies." Nurses were paid £700 a year 15 years ago. If they could afford them, fags were 4 shillings and threepence for 20. That's about 21 pence. Chicken, just 2 and sixpence a pound. Also, a man's suit would cost you under 20 quid. The police pay was less than a nurse's pay. It was £700 a year. A postman would earn £15 a week. And the kind of movies you might want to go and see would include movies like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Blow Up, and also Bonnie and Clyde. It's September 1967, celebrating our anniversary. London was swinging with the help of the Beatles, John Stephen of Carnaby Street, Sandy Shaw, Cilla Black, Jimmy Savile, Mary Quant, Donovan, The Who, and Kathy McGowan. We also had some of the campest jingles ever recorded.
The BBC is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love.
One of the victims of the 60s. Peter Watkins' film was called Privilege, and the theme was Paul Jones, I've Been a Bad, Bad Boy. Radio 1 is 15 today. One of the things happening on Radio 4 at 6 o'clock is that our controller, Derek Chinnery, will be grilled by a journalist from the BBC newsroom. Have a listen to that. Also today, things look rather interesting in the Labour Party conference. More brouhaha, shouting, and red faces. Have a look at television while you listen to the radio. It's the third day of the Knees Bend Superintendents Association conference at Harrogate. Sorry, lads, you'll all have to leave now. Police also think they've traced the car from which the Hyde Park bomb was detonated. A blue Marina is being parked in the road in South Tottenham all day to try and refresh memories of passers-by. Lots of things happening. There's a charity show of theatrical fashions modelled by rich and famous today, this afternoon, in time for the television news tonight. And also, the British Clothing Industry Association names the Tie Man of the Year in the Crypt Guild Hall at 12:15. They're also naming the Thai Lady of the Year, because they ain't sexist. There's racing at Newmarket, Ludlow and Taunton. There's cricket, the second test, Pakistan versus Australia. And in boxing, the Commonwealth light middleweight title, Harold Graham versus Hunter Clay of Nigeria. It's taking place at Lagos. Abroad, President Gamal will open all the crossing points between the two sectors of Beirut within the next half hour. Also, Beirut Airport is open to commercial flights again today, and 400 more American Marines will land with their M60 tanks and amphibious assault vehicles. Prince Philip has opened the 10-day sports festival of the 12th Commonwealth Games. They had Ralph Harris singing Waltzing Matilda. Terrific! Lots of reports from them. It'll be going berserk with sport. And an interesting kind of coda to 1967, because all today on Radio 1, it's solid music from 1967. The Vietnam War wasn't actually at its height in that year. It took a couple of years before things went absolutely berserk. But this year, 1982, today, 11 children fathered by Americans in that war will be emigrating to America from Ho Chi Minh City, which used to be Saigon. Interesting.
That's it for another hour.
It's a story to touch your heart, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Listen, since we're 15, what we've been doing, or what I've been doing anyway, is delving into the past and finding some of the stuff that Jimmy Young, who used to occupy this very chair, his first wig is still hanging on the back. Jimmy Young used to occupy... Sorry, he's in Australia, the silly old fool. flew out there on a DC-10. Oops. Now, they used to play the most incredible jingles, because in those days they had very, very long jingles, which is a fact not known about many of the people on Radio 1. Now, have a listen to this, because I don't know what it does, but they used to play it an awful lot. So rudely interrupted. There must have been a guy working on Radio 1 called Doobie Doo. But also, not only did you have that to contend with when you got up first thing in the morning with Tony Blackburn between 7 and 9, but you also had jingles like this. Now, if someone played a jingle like this in 1982, they'd probably be hung from the nearest lamppost. It's so relentlessly cheerful.
Good morning, the world is bright and new.
Who says?
Night, you're always bright with...
Carly Simon. 1982. It's Depeche Mode at number 19 with Leave in Silence. It's exactly, good grief, it is too, 16 minutes to 10. Stories from this day 15 years ago. At 7 o'clock in the morning, if you tuned into Radio 1, these are the headlines. Vietnam. President Johnson has rejected all criticism of America's involvement in the war in a televised speech. Prime Minister Harold Wilson has been reporting to miners' leaders about the shutting down of 16 pits. Also in the news, 300 cannabis plants have been dug up by police in a garden in Bristol. A man was helping police with his inquiries and later returned home saying he'd made a dreadful mistake. Also 15 years ago, a big fight result in New York. Emil Griffith won back his world middleweight title when he beat Italian Nino Benvenuti in a majority decision. And one of the Queen's racehorses, Hopeful Venture, is to run at Longchamp tomorrow in a race for prize money totaling more than £19,000. It's 1967, an age of innocent jingles.
Remember this golden classic.
AirCheckDownloads.com.